Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk. Tree with Terry and, well, Robin will be joining us a little bit later, we hope. For those of you that have not noticed, Robin started a class after work for about 10 weeks, and unfortunately, one of the nights of that class is Thursday nights, so she may or may not join us late tonight, depending on what's going on, but in her stead tonight, we have a special guest, Marcy Munden, calling in from all the way down in stormy Florida. And this is normally the time when I, you know, hang out with Robin and talk a little bit about the weather and stuff like that. And that just seems more appropriate tonight to be talking to Marcy about the weather. So, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems like, you know, weather in Florida is on everybody's mind right now. So what's going on down there, darling?
Well, I'm about an hour and a half inland from the East Coast, in Lake City in North Central Florida. So right now we don't have anything but overcast skies. I know they've evacuated multiple counties on the East Coast of Florida, and I know I-10 was getting pretty jammed up. I-10 runs east west, so of course westbound was pretty crazy.
Yeah, did they open that up at all the lanes being westbound? I know I-26 leaving Charleston up in South Carolina, they've got evacuation orders there, and they've got both sides of I-26 are westbound. Get out of Dodge.
I think the governor of Florida was talking about doing that on I-95. As far as making more lanes northbound, to get out of the state. But don't quote me on that. I've been so preoccupied with getting ready for the show and making notes and just stuff around the house, you know.
Yeah, understood. So, Marcy, darling, for those of our listeners that have not heard you join us at some point in the past, why don't you take just a couple of minutes and introduce yourself to all the fine people listening in tonight.
All righty. Well, my name is Marcy Munden. I have known Robin, I think it's been about 15 years, about 15 years. And I am a solitary witch, no particular pantheon. And I've become very, very close to the natives, the indigenous folks out in South Dakota, and working on getting out to North Dakota. I've got four kids, four beautiful grandkids, which is my motivation for doing the work that I've been doing here lately. And I live down in Florida, like Terry said, with my mom and my doggie and my motorcycle. And that's me.
All right. And gosh, I met you, what, about 3.5, almost 4 years ago now at that Woven Roots event.
Yeah, that was 2013. So, yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so, wow, it seems like, you know, it's flown by, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. You get the faster
the years
it goes.
Yeah, the years go faster as we get older, so. So anyway, so you were talking about the indigenous, the natives out in the Dakotas, and the Dakota Access Pipeline. Can you, some of our listeners may not, I'm sure most of them are, but some of them may not be aware of what's going on out there and this, you know, desecration and absolute travesty that's going on out there. Could you give a little history and let people know what's going on and where we are with it?
All right, I will do my best. And I do try to stay up on things, so I'll try to kind of start at the beginning. Energy Transfer Partners, a company out of Texas, is wanting to build a pipeline that stretches from North Dakota to Illinois. Covers four states. It's supposed to be about, I think it's around 1,700 miles long, and will supposedly carry 500,000 barrels of oil through those pipelines. When they originally laid out the route for this pipeline, it was supposed to go through Bismarck, which is the capital of North Dakota. However, I guess somebody didn't like that. Because it's a little more affluent, and that's just my opinion. But it got rerouted. So when they rerouted it, I believe it's less than a mile north of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Well, they've been putting up a fuss, and about April of this year, if I'm not mistaken, is when they started with the Sacred Stone Camp and started with the, well, what some people call protesting, but they call themselves protectors. It actually was triggered by a group of indigenous youth that were making a run from the Dakotas to Washington, D.C., like I said, I may be fuzzy on some of the details, but I know that this whole thing was sparked by the indigenous youth, which is a fabulous thing because you can learn so much from our kids. So what has happened since then is this whole movement has grown, and it has grown to include over 3,000 people that are at this site now, which is in Cannonball, North Dakota, and over 200 different tribes from Canada, North America, South America, Mexico. There are people there from Europe, all over the world. People are standing in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux to stop this pipeline. It's just crazy. I mean, they didn't consult. They didn't do the proper consultation with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. They did an environmental assessment, I think, is what they call it, which is kind of like, you know, yeah, okay, whatever, kind of thing. But they didn't. I believe they didn't do the proper consultation with the tribe. So it's turned into a major thing, and I think it's even bigger than the protesting that was going on against the Keystone Pipeline. So hopefully, you know, the president will step in and put a stop to this. I know they had a court ruling yesterday in D.C., or actually a lack of a ruling. There was supposed to be a ruling yesterday whether Energy Transfer was going to be able to resume construction, because not all of the construction has been stopped. Per the court, some of the construction was stopped. Some of the construction still goes on, but because of all the people that are in action out there, they've been stopping construction at different sites every day. So I'm going to take a breather. Do you have any questions, or do I need to expound on something else?
Well, yeah, I mean, what exactly, so are they going through the reservation? Is that what this is all about? I mean, they're going actually through the reservation, or what's going on?
They're actually trying to run it about a half mile to a mile north of the reservation, but they're trying to run it under the Missouri River. The Missouri River supplies water for millions of people. I think the number I saw was 17 million, and that's probably conservative. They're trying to run it right under the river. And this is the river that these people depend on, you know, for their water supply, for some people for food. And, you know, it's not a matter of if the pipeline leaks, blows up, ruptures, whatever. It's a matter of when. And, you know, anybody can do a Google search on pipeline explosions or, you know, anything like that and see what's going on. I mean, all over the United States, Brazil, South America, everywhere, they're having problems with these pipelines. And millions of people are suffering the consequences. Their food supplies are getting wrecked. Their water supplies are getting wrecked. And this kind of ties in with the whole fracking thing too. You know, it's just a mess, and we're desecrating in the process of all of this construction for this Dakota Access Pipeline on, I believe it was, September 2nd. Some possible sacred site was brought to the attention of the Standing Rock Sioux, and they went to their lawyers and they got an injunction to stop, you know, just a temporary halt so that this site could be looked at. This was on a Friday. And then Saturday morning, nice and early on a Labor Day weekend, granted, okay, the Energy Transfer people that are trying to build this pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline, took their bulldozers 15 miles to the exact site that they were trying to halt construction on, where they had found possible remains and sacred burial. You know, that was quite the pisser, if you ask me.
That was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, nobody is.
Let me tell you.
Nobody's trusting them now.
Yeah, it was crazy, and that was really what triggered my anger, because I went out that Monday on Labor Day and here in Lake City and stood out in the middle of Highway 90 with a sign, standingrock.org, water is life. So it that was the trigger for me, you know, and then looking at it, then I really started following the story a lot more intensely. And it's a crazy happening out there. But I have faith in the people, and they are not going to back down, and this is going to get stopped.
All right. So what can people do? People that can't go out and join the camp, what can people do to participate, to assist, to, you know, what can our listeners do?
Well, there are so many things that people can do. And I know the frustration of not being able to be out there. First of all, most people are on Facebook, and there are some very informative pages on Facebook. There's one called No Dapple Awareness and Support. There's a Standing Rock Charity Fundraiser. There is Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council. They can go to standingrock.org. All of these pages and or sites will give a lot of information. And there are plenty of ways that you can donate, whether it's prayers, money. They've got a site set up on Amazon where all their needs are listed, especially the Medic Healer Council. But it really, all you have to do is put in on your Facebook page, just look for something that says N-O-D-A-P-L, and you'll find something. And then it's just a matter of sifting through, because there are some pages that are giving some fishtail kind of details, you know. Some things are getting blown out of proportion. Some of the facts are not quite right. So I would tell listeners to be very frugal as far as what information you're taking to heart. But there's really a lot of good information out there. And at the end of the show, if it's okay with you, Terry, I'd like to give the listeners my email so they can email me and with any questions. You could also find my Facebook page, MARCIMUNDEN, just my name. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I've got plenty of links on my page that you can just click into.
Okay. Well, you know, you can go ahead and give the email address now.
Oh, okay. All right. The one I'm using for this is WovenRootsMM. I'll spell it out. WovenRootsMM@gmail.com.
And that's WovenRootsMM, like Marcy Munden?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Okay, and I'm going to ask a favor of you.
Sure.
If you could put together a list of the reputable people that you know that you're dealing with, the reputable organizations that are providing assistance, and post that to the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page and to the well, post it there, or message me and or Robin, and we'll get it posted if it doesn't let you post. But you know, post that, and then we will share that around. And so, is interested, if anyone listening is interested in getting involved in donating and doing what you can to assist, without of course being you can't leave your job and go out there, but what you can do from here, from your homes, check with us over the weekend. We'll try to get that list posted so you've got a list of reputable people, not just the ones that are trying to capitalize on a controversy, but ones that we can verify are reputable charities and organizations to work with. Fair enough, Marcy?
Yeah, this show will be archived, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All the ones that I mentioned are ones that I use for information. So those are the ones that I've been passing on.
Okay. Say those again for me, please.
Okay. If you're on Facebook, there's a page called NODAPL Awareness and Support. That's one that I know the people that started it, and all the information coming through there is wonderful. Also, there is Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council. They have a page. Standingrock.org is just a fabulous website where you can get all kinds of information. You can get updated on the news. That's the official site. You can get updated on the news. You can make donations. You'll know who all the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Council members are. Speaking of council members, the chairman, David Archambault, actually spoke at the UN. I believe it was sometime within the past couple of weeks, and was pleading the case of the Standing Rock Sioux in relation to the Dakota Access Pipeline. So, you know, it still isn't getting covered by mainstream media so much. Democracy Now! Has been covering it some. Matter of fact, Amy Goodman, I think is her name, who was covering all the happenings out there, was there when they had that bulldozing incident in September. And she was right in the middle of everything. And the state of North Dakota is not being very kind to the protectors. The biggest thing about this whole movement is it is nonviolent. The protectors are using prayer. They're peaceful. They are not allowing weapons, no violence, and they're really working with Creator and the Mother to try to get this taken care of. And they are being met with brute force. I have watched numerous videos, not just hearsay. I have seen the videos of them, the protectors, chanting and singing and praying and drumming, and they've got a line of dozens of police officers in riot gear, loaded weapons, tanks, military tanks. Like, what? It's just blowing my mind. And they actually, North Dakota actually issued a warrant for a man that was on horseback, and the officer said that he was fearing for his life and he was being threatened, and he was being threatened by this gentleman on a horse who was actually trying to protect a woman and a child, which was his job. So yeah, they put out a warrant for that. To the best of my knowledge, he's out on bail. So it's craziness out there. I mean, they are being pushed and pushed and pushed, and they still keep coming back with nonviolence and prayer and song and dancing and love.
Well, that's what we've got to do, is we've got to answer their fear with our love.
Yeah. And I commend them, the strength that they have to keep doing that. And I'm trying to follow that example in many ways, because it's not an easy path. It's not an easy path at all. And they delayed yesterday with the court ruling. They delayed. They still have an injunction for – it's still in place that has stopped part of the construction, but they are supposed to be coming back, I don't know when, with hopefully a final ruling of cease and desist. So we'll see. I think it's all just a ploy by the government. This is personal opinion, to, you know, draw this out and draw this out and draw this out, and in hopes that the indigenous people and all their supporters will just get tired and go home. But that is not the case. I heard from some of the people in the Medic Healer Council over the past couple of days that they're really wanting supplies and donations, because they're hunkering down for the winter. They are winterizing, they're reorganizing the camps, and they're hunkering down for winter, and they're staying. They ain't going nowhere until this whole thing gets stopped. And I'm hoping to get out there sometime in November to volunteer with the MediHealer Council. So that's the plan.
Okay. Now, I understand that you also have a GoFundMe to help raise money for your for you to get out there.
I do. And you know, it wasn't something that I wanted to do because I was trying to figure out a way I could finagle it myself, but I just can't right now. I had to leave my allopathic medical job. Anybody that works in healthcare in allopathic medicine will understand exactly what I'm saying. When you're holistically minded, it is not a good work environment. Anyway, yes, I do have a GoFundMe. It is GoFundMe.com/HEALERSRNODAPL. Healer, Standing Rock, just the letters, no dapple. And I am raising funds to get out there. The biggest concern I have right now is transportation. If anybody has any connections to somebody that owns a car rental agency, that's really the best thing for me to do, but it is definitely not the least expensive. But that's the route I would like to take because I want to take supplies out there, not just to sustain myself, but to share with the MediHealer Council. You know, hopefully I can grab some donations from people around where I live. But yeah, so they've set up a MediHealer Council that will be taking care of the protectors. 22 years of massage therapy experience, 9 years of nursing, and I don't know, decades of Reiki experience, energy work experience. So I just have felt the calling to go out there. And believe me, I do not like cold weather. So for me to be going out there, it's got to be deep.
Indeed. No, I get that. All right. So you're going to also put all of that GoFundMe stuff in the email you send, messages you send to us. So we can put that out there. Okay. Now, if someone goes to MediHealer Council Facebook page,
right,
is there an address where they can ship supplies and or make donations of money to buy supplies?
Well, they've got a link on. Let me see if I can find it real quick. They've got a link to Amazon. I did find a P.O. box number. It's Sacred Stone Camp, 202 Main Street, P.O. Box 1011, Fort Yates, North Dakota, 58538. That's the P.O. box I found. And there's links for the Amazon on my page as well. Okay. Amazon wish list. That's for Red Warrior Camp. Let me see if I can get back over to Healer Medic. If you go to Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council on Facebook, you'll be able to find where to send stuff to.
Okay.
And I'll make sure I put that on the list.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's go ahead and take a short break, listen to a song, and an ad and all the, you know, pay the bills kind of stuff we got to do. And
okay,
then we'll come back and we will take callers. If anybody out there has a question or a comment, you can call in at 646-564-9714 and jump in, ask Marcy any questions and join the conversation. Again, that's 646-564-9714. And we're going to take this break. We're going to listen to a song called Land, Sea, and Sky by Darv the Bard. It just seemed appropriate for tonight's conversation. And we'll be back here in about 10 minutes. So everybody stick around. Thank you.
magicians, they offer the fools their gold. For there is somewhere I'd rather be. In your wild places with the land and the sky and where
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and, well, usually Terry and Robin, but Robin's taking a break. She's got a class that she's taking on Thursday nights, and some nights she'll be able to join us late. Some nights class runs a little long, so she won't be joining us, and I don't think she's going to make it in tonight. She would have already joined us, but tonight we are blessed with our special guest, Marcy Munden, who is doing a remarkable job of filling in for Robin and bringing something very important to all of our listeners and to, publicity, to visibility. Dakota Access pipeline trying to go through sacred sites, potentially pollute the water feeding the reservations up in North Dakota, and all of the people that are standing up peacefully and saying no, it's not going to happen. And Marcy, are you back with us?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
All right, I wanted to make sure you made it back from break, because that's not always a given.
Gotcha.
It could look in the switchboard like you're back, but that doesn't always matter. But anyway, so before the break, you were catching us up on all of the doings with the Dakota Access Pipeline, and we were talking about where people could go to get information, where they could go to assist. If they can't make it out there and join the lines of protectors. And we are going to take callers for another 10 minutes or so. If you want to call in at 646-564-9714, and you have any questions for Marcy or comments about the situation, feel free to call in for about the next 10 minutes. So, Marcy, you were also telling me that there is another pipeline issue in the southeast that's going to become a problem here soon. You want to share more about that, please?
I really don't know a whole lot of details about that one, but I do know it's the Sabal Trail, S-A-B-A-L, and it's supposed to span Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. It's a gas line, and I, like I said, I don't know a whole lot of details. I do know that there's supposed to be a rally in St. Petersburg down here in Florida on October 8th, and it's going to be at the Duke Energy Building in St. Pete, and that's from 10 to 11:30. You can find a link for that on my Facebook page. One of the girls that I'm working with that is doing a charity fundraiser is part of that. So I've hooked in some into some really good resources networking wise, as far as information and things that are going on.
You got a website for that one, because I got a feeling there may be some changes in the schedule of that with the that being day after tomorrow.
The rally for St. Pete, I put a link for that on my Facebook page. I do not have a specific site. But like I said, it's linked on my Facebook page. It is on the west coast of Florida, so I don't know that there'll be any rescheduling going on that. But I will update the information on my Facebook page. So anybody that wants to look at my Facebook page, please send a friend request. Ask me any questions that you have. Again, it's Marcy Munden. That's on Facebook, and it's also at Marcy Munden on Twitter. I'm pretty good about keeping the links up to speed for all the people that I'm connected with.
Okay, and that is Marcy with an I.
Yes, MarciMunden.
Okay. So as we hurtle rapidly toward the top of the hour, you were talking about some mailing addresses, shipping addresses, post office box for the site, for the Standing Stone camp itself,
yeah, sacred,
as well. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Sacred Stone Camp, 202 Main Street, P.O. Box 1011, Fort Yates, Yates, North Dakota, 58538. And I actually just put a link up to that on my Facebook page as well while
okay.
We were on a break.
Okay. And now the Healers Council site. What are they're collecting? You said that they're collecting supplies, trying to hunker down, get ready for the winter. What kind of stuff are they looking for?
Give me one second. If you can just yammer about something for a second, I'm pulling it up so I can look at the specifics.
Okay.
There's so much information. I went through a sharing frenzy about 2 hours ago. I was like, I need
while
to
Marcy, so while Marcy's looking for that, you know, I want to talk about, you know, we as people that follow an earth-centered type of spirituality, we talk a lot about connecting with the earth, about returning to the earth, about protecting the earth. Here's your chance to participate in really doing something, really protecting. Not everybody can join the protectors and stand on the line. We all have to keep our jobs and feed our kids and pay our bills and do all of that stuff. I get it. But we can assist with our dollars. We can assist with our actions. We can help spread the word And we can, if everybody sent $1, $5, a little bit to help what's going on out there, to help the protectors that are standing on the line facing down these armed, you know, armed troops and tanks, and they're standing down, they're standing against these people with love, with chants, with the spirit of the goddess, and drums, and just love. And they're not fighting, they're loving. And they're showing who we are by their nonviolence. And if we can support them, then we have joined the noble, you know, the noble cause of fighting for the earth, of putting our actions, even if it's just sending $1, we're doing something to really make a difference and practice what it is we talk about. It is one step in walking the walk, not just talking it. So everybody out there, if you can do even a little bit from a lot of people matters. And then send your love and your energy and prayers to whatever you pray to. I don't care. Send energy to these people that are defending the earth. So it's right there for all of us and our children going forward. Marcy, did you get that information? How was that for going on a bit?
That you did wonderful, wonderful, and I couldn't agree more. I've got the page up. Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council is the page. They do have a GoFundMe for the medics. It's GoFundMe.com/mStandingRock, and there you can donate. They also have amazon.com/GP/registry wishlist. And like I said, there's really just too many letters and numbers here to say on the air. So I will have that link on my Facebook page. I will put it up every day. I will refresh it every day. And it's like Terry was saying, every little bit helps. When I first started this GoFundMe to get out to North Dakota, I thought to myself, wow, okay, so let me look at, you know, this is a numbers thing. Okay, I've got 180 people on my Facebook. Okay, if one third of those people can give a little bit, just one third, if just a little bit, it would all add up. It would all add up. And, you know, and I'm a very prideful person. So for me to ask for help, you know, it's got to be big. So, but, you know, so far I've got some pledge donation and totaling and actual monetary donation. So far, I think it's added up to about $375. And I kept the ceiling kind of low on that one because I don't want to ask for more than I need. So, you know, if I can get out there and be of help, I'm planning on staying out there for a month so I can be of help for the protectors. You know, my knowledge and experience hopefully can be used and be helpful. And people, do not ever, ever underestimate the power of prayer. However you pray, whatever you call it, whether you call it meditating, dancing, chanting, I don't care what you call it. It gives me chills just talking about it now. The power of prayer can make all the difference.
And it doesn't matter what you call the divine. Because this is not an issue just for pagans and earth-centered people.
Oh, gosh,
this is something for everybody. I mean, all of your friends, tell your Christian friends, tell your Muslim
everybody.
Friends, tell your Buddhist friends, tell everybody, because this is something that affects all of us. And
it's
doesn't matter if I say all the time, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid, and I mean that. And if I say all, I have to include Jesus, Jehovah, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, the 333,000 gods and goddesses of the Hindu faith. I don't care who or whatever you pray to, pray, send
and
energy,
you know,
send love.
Here's an interesting little tidbit, too. According to Native prophecy, you know, a lot of people that are really tapped into to the energies that are feelers have been knowing for quite some time that there's a big shift coming. And I'm telling you, I think this is it, because there's a Native prophecy that the seven nations would come together to fight the black snake. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I'm sure that's not, you know, exact. But the gist of it is tribes coming together, Crow and Sioux tribes coming together that haven't been together in the gods only know how long, okay? They've got nations of indigenous people coming together that have not come together in forever. So this,
well, not
I mean,
without bloodshed anyway.
Yellow people, red people, black people, just doesn't matter. All the people, and even Sun Bear prophesied this from a dream he had about all the colors of the wheel, all the people of the wheel coming together, you know, a rainbow tribe. And this is it, man. This is the shift. It just gives me chills even saying it. You know, this is the shift. This is where we prove what all of the great spiritual leaders have said. Violence is not the way. Love is the way to heal ourselves, each other, the planet, everything.
We have to face their fear with our love and with enough love, we can raise the energy even of those that are in fear. And if we can raise their frequency out of fear into love, then they can join us also. But it's
That's one of my big things about going out there is you know, I'm coming into being a crone, you know, and I'm going back into the whole pagan aspect. Coming into being a crone. And you know, Terry, we both got our master attunements at the same time as far as Reiki. And I don't know what your experience has been since we got that attunement, but let me tell you what, I just want to go out to North Dakota and blow some of this energy into them protectors. Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you how bad I want to do that. I just want to channel that energy and just, oh, my Lord.
Yeah, well, you yourself have said the difference in my guided meditation since that attunement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But I have, for 10 years, been talking about meeting their fear with our love.
Mm-hmm.
Their disrespect with our love and our respect. If someone comes at you with disrespect, say, I love you anyway, because the love of the divine flowing through us doesn't matter if they treat us badly. We meet them with love, and it has no choice but to raise their vibration a little bit. And if we can bring them out of their fear by raising their you know, vibrational energy, their frequency. And when you're praying for the people out there, don't just pray for the defenders. Pray and send love to the people on the pipeline, to the police officers, to all of those people that are standing there in fear, and help them to feel and understand the love, and we can raise them out of it, and they can join the fight for us, with us, instead of fighting against us. If we can help them to love, then we can win this fight.
We will win this fight.
So send love to everyone involved, both sides, because everybody out there needs love. Love will win.
And transportation. Marcy needs transportation.
Yeah, well, Marcy's going to post her GoFundMe link on her Facebook page before she goes to bed tonight, and it might get shared around a little bit. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
I'm praying. I've been sharing it every day. Everybody I know has been sharing it. People are going to be sick of me by the time I get out there.
Well, it might just get shared around on all of my lists, too. I don't know. Could happen, you know.
Yay.
So we are at the top of the hour. So, Marcy, one more time, tell people how to get in touch with you so that you can get them the information they need to get involved and to be a part of the love and the defense of these people out there and start growing this movement or help grow this movement further.
Okay. First and foremost is standingrock.org. You can get all kinds of news information, donation information, and also you can touch base with me on Facebook, Marcy Munden. You can find me on Twitter, at Marcy Munden. My GoFundMe.com/healer, SRNODAPL. I've also got a CrowdRise.com set up as well for people that are particular to where they channel their funds through. But mostly the GoFundMe seems to be kicking it a little bit. And just go to my Facebook page. You can find me posting stuff all day long from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. And my email is wovenrootsmm@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Marcy, thank you for sharing this hour with me tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to all of our listeners. Now, all of you go out and be a part of the solution. Walk the walk.
Right on.
One step at a time, one small contribution at a time. We've got to do this. So thanks to everyone for being with us tonight. Again, thank you, Marcy, for sharing the evening. And with that, I believe it is time to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.